You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Māori Party is calling for gangs to be allowed to volunteer in prisons after the former Corrections Minister Judith Collins issued a ban last year. This comes after the Waitangi Tribunal released a report into the disproportionate rates of Māori reoffending last week, saying Corrections isn't doing enough. Marama Fox told me earlier today she hopes Corrections will approach things differently following the report.
A little bit of background to this is that Ngāti Kahungunu in Here Taonga, Hastings and Napier area have the Mangaro prison in the area. After all the reports that came out about Serco and their handling of the prison system up there, or the prison up there and how bad they were, Ngāti Kahungunu thought to themselves, geez, if they're so bad at it, you should give us a go. Actually, we're pretty good at it, good at working with our inmates. So a number of the prison guards at Mangaro Prison and the senior staff are from Ngāti Kahungunu. They want to work closely with the tribe to cut down recidivism, to ensure that men are ready to go back into the community. So they have an out-of-gate facility at Mangaroa, which is called Whare Oranga Aki, and this was brought about through Peter Sharples and Māori Party policy, where the men who are close to release are able to go into an out-of-gate facility where they're housed. They can get their licence. They can get set up with a flat. They can get all the sort of the documentation they need so that when they enter back into the community, they've got they're good to go and not sort of left floundering. Because in New Zealand, you basically get escorted to the gate and let free, just like you see on the movies. And unless you've got some follow-up care or some reintegration into society, it becomes very difficult for men. And sometimes it's because inside the prison walls they've been rehabilitated or they've had counselling or they've turned their lives around, but then they go back out to the same environment that they left however many years ago or months ago and find themselves that they've turned their lives around but no one else expects them to have done that, and so the pressure comes on for them to behave in the same way as when they left and we're incarcerated. So these people, Ngāti Kahungunu and specifically Tom Hemelpo, brought this to the Waitangi Tribunal saying the government have not done enough. And we agree with him, and we're glad that the report gives some direction and some recommendations that the minister can now respond to.
And when you don't have these support systems in place for when people are leaving prisons, that I guess that's also where you have gangs building increasing influence. I mean, what are your thoughts on, I guess, ways to manage how gangs are influencing prison populations, especially with Māori prisoners?
There are some old gangs in New Zealand, specifically the Mongrel Mob and the Black Power, that have been around for a long, long time, whose membership is sort of getting on in their years and are realising this is not the way we want our grandchildren and particularly grandchildren, most of them, and children to grow up anymore. And there are a number of them who have been lifetime members who are now working very closely with Corrections and with police to get to the hardest to reach families to try and change the way that they're doing things. And so there are a number of those gangs in particular in different chapters around the country who are working to get rid of pee out of their community and are doing things like Etu Whānau against family violence. First time ever we've had these gangs sit around the table and work with police and Corrections and MSD staff to try and change the way they've been living their lives with their wives and families. And they've never brought their wives and families to the table before. So actually there is some good work being done within those gangs in particular. But there are a number of other gangs obviously on the rise in New Zealand, younger, fresher and more targeted at a drug culture and intimidation and things like that. So, I mean, it's a huge issue and we need to get on top of it. But we can, we do know that when we work together with people, we can get to the hardest to reach whānau and make sure they are supported so that when these men come out, their family are also ready to change and to move with them so that they are not left floundering on the street, not left looking for places to go and being picked up by gangs, new or old or otherwise, and not left to criminal behaviour because they can't get a job. So there are a number of things that the Māori Party have influenced over the years. One is the Tirohanga in-prison Māori focus unit. A lot of these young men have been urbanised. They've been disconnected from their identity, their language. And when these things are sort of brought to them, they start to get a newfound appreciation of who they are as a person and start to turn their lives around. So we know that that has great effect when they are in those units. But not all prisoners are able to go into those units. You have to be low risk. Those I'm talking about the in-gate units. You have to be low risk and pretty much doing really well. Well, I mean, those guys are always going to do all right. What we want to do is get to the hardest to reach prisoners and expose them to these types of rehabilitation programs because they're the ones that need it.
Do you think if we had these support systems in place and taking care of prisoners, then gangs would be less of a problem? I mean, it sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like what you're saying is some gangs can be a positive force for prisoners in that they provide that support. But I mean, it's one thing to have, you know, gangs coming in and working with the communities and working with the prisoners, which was one of the recommendations coming out of the Waitangi Tribunal. But I guess it's another to let them run free, as it were, with prison populations.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. I mean, if I'm honest, I can't stand gangs, and I've told them straight to their faces. I said, oh my gosh, when are you going to get over this looking as dodgy as all hell behaviour and grow up? I mean, jingoes, there are a whole lot of different types of gangs nowadays, and some of them are corporate, and some of them you can't tell their colours because they wear a white shirt to work. But you know what, I just think that this level of fear and intimidation by gangs roaming around the streets, I mean, surely we've grown up and we've moved on, and I think that there is a growing culture towards that. But actually in the big cities and the urban areas, specifically in Auckland, then the gangs are rife and they're preying on young people who are disaffected, who don't have who have a lack of identity, family as well, and familial connections, where they feel ostracised by the state, by the schools, by their families, and fall foul of the law and start to get into that. So absolutely there needs to be a fine line. But I think what we do is we work with the willing and those who are obviously doing things to turn them around. They're not hard to spot. They're doing good stuff. They're fostering children. They're helping out in the community. They're taking lunches. They're doing all sorts of things. So, I mean, you work with the willing and build up a good relationship so you know you can start to develop a level of trust. So I'm not talking about working openly with every gang in the country, but slowly as we start to permeate into some of these areas, work with those who are willing to be worked with. And Kahungunu and Heretonga is certainly one of those areas that we've highlighted, and that was brought this to the attention of the Waitangi Tribunal, who have said, look, and this is not even with the gang members, this is with the tribe, who are saying, we have connections into these hardest to reach families. We've been working with them for a long time. We want to be able to have the opportunity to take over the running of this prison, because actually we think we can do a better job, and we think we can put men out with low recidivism rates, having a better connection back into the community, set up, ready to go, rather than left floundering. But the other thing we have discussed with the past Minister of Corrections, and I'm yet to meet with the new Minister of Corrections in regards to this, is about men's refuge. So there is a really good example up in the far north in Kaitaia. Ricky Houghton is running a men's refuge through Whānau Water. So this is a place where men who may be on an ankle bracelet and need to have a place to reside while they do home detention, who can also get support of Whānau Water Services, anger management, drug and alcohol counselling, all of those types of things while they're there, can go. It's also a place where they are taking men out of an abusive relationship, and so instead of the woman fleeing, they know these guys. They go in and say, right, think you better come and spend some time with us and let, you know, family move on and get settled, and we need to start talking about how we're going to stop doing this. And so they wrap service and support around them so that we can prevent violent behaviour and getting sent to prison and breaking up with families in the first place. It's actually an amazing model, and it's sort of like a halfway step that we're exploring between running a prison but also just sort of providing that level of service. And it's something that they're exploring across the country now, talking with iwi groups, Whānau Water providers, about who has the capacity to start operating a model like that. And I think that's a good halfway step. It will also help those men coming out have a place to go, who can be wrapped with services, who are men specific, who work with men's groups, anger management, as I said, and alcohol and drug counselling, as well as family counselling. So I actually think this is a really, really good idea, and it's a first for New Zealand and Kaitaia. And a couple of others have sprung up around the place, and we'd like to see more of those as an interim step to perhaps taking over or extending services like Whare Orangākia, like Tirohanga, Māori Focus Units and prisons, and then exploring at some point in the future iwi-led prison.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.